Hello, Brett Mack.
G'day, PT. Good morning.
Sean sent me a Facebook message. Hey, PT, went through the Gillies and Gregory Street lights yesterday. They were working on them, so hopefully they'll be working soon. The Friday funny's on a Friday, Sean, not on a Tuesday, mate.
Yeah. Soon's a very unexacting word, isn't it?
Working soon. That's a good one, Sean Haley. Oh, dear. Speaking of the roads.
Yeah.
Some unusual fines that I was going to get to yesterday didn't. On the back of Queensland stating they're upping their fines. Here's just one. If you get caught in Queensland without a seatbelt on at the moment, it's $400 fine.
Right.
They're upping it to $1,000 plus 4 demerit points. And that's just one of the fines that they're revenue raising on.
Okay. But I can't believe people still don't put their seatbelt on. It's
just
second nature, isn't it?
No, it's the first thing you do. It's not the second.
Yeah.
You get into the car and you put it on. That's the first thing you do once your bum's in the seat. You don't even start the car. Drive over a nature strip in a school zone, $464 fine and 4 points.
Right.
I can't believe the amount of soccer people, and let's call them soccer people instead of soccer mums because there are blokes as well, whom in a narrow street at the primary school or whatever school, park up on your nature street. Park on my nature street and see what happens to you. Go on. I dare you. I double dare you to park on my nature strip and see what happens to you.
Why are you singling out the soccer parents?
Because they're the ones that go and pick their kids up from school, the soccer people.
What?
Toot the horn and wave farewell, $698 and 3 points.
Please explain.
You're not allowed to toot the horn.
What?
Because, no. You could distract someone and cause an accident.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
wow.
There you go.
Okay.
So if you're sitting behind someone and they get the turning signal and they're too busy on their phone or, you know, whatever.
You can't give them a little toot?
No, you're not even supposed to give them a toot because you could cause an accident around you.
Right.
There you go. And don't forget, of course, any part of the body out of the car, you know, that's $350 as well. So don't put the elbow out. You know, it's a hot summer's day. You're driving along. You put the hand out to catch the breeze.
Don't do it.
Wafting in onto your face. Mm. Lovely. Don't flash the lights to warn others of police or speed cameras. $116 and 1 point.
That'd be un-Australian not to do that.
Deliberately splashing pedestrians. $187.
Well,
I do it all the time.
Driving
so much
through
fun.
A puddle, you mean?
Yeah, drive through a puddle and splash someone. It's so much fun.
Can't do it now, Paul.
Don't park on the bloody nature strip, all right?
Yeah, we've got that.
Don't park on the nature strip. Speeding up while being overtaken. This is one of my pet hates because this happens more often than not. You're overtaking someone, they go, oh, I'll speed up just to piss you off. $344, 2 demerit points.
Right.
Not giving way to a horse.
What's this, a Sovereign Hill rule, is it? Thank you.
It's actually illegal not to give way to a hard-control horse. Or any horse is hard to control, surely. Or a horse that refuses to move. Now, if a rider raises a hand and points to his or her horse, they're not needing a ride to the vet, okay? They're just struggling. You got to steer clear and you go to the left as far as possible. Then you stop and, I don't know, you wait for the horse to go. Anyway, $130 if you don't do that.
Right.
Some weird and interesting fines in the back of the fines cupboard where revenue raising is concerned. Just be aware, people. Don't park on the nature strip, all right? Do not do that.